Well, what I would like to do is place myself in the mood of sitting very, very close to Giriraj Govardhan and thinking that the sun is setting. And we've done this for 19 straight years. We've watched the sun set at Giriraj Govardhan, and we hear the parrots squawking and squawking and flying very low, and the devotees are walking on the Parikrama Marg. And this is exactly the time, this very special time, when Krishna is returning from cow herding, and he's bringing all the cows with him, and the dust of the cows is raised in the air. And Srila Rupa Goswami has written about this wonderful time in his Kesava Astakam. So for the last many, many, many years, I get my great pleasure from reading this. And the devotees also like to hear the description of Krishna coming back from the forest, along with the cows, just as th at this exact time in Vrindavan. Would you like to hear this? It is called Kesava Astakam. This is the vision of Srila Rupa Goswami. This is what he says. I worship Lord Kesava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He wears a Priyaka flower earring, a crown of fully blossoming Malati flowers, and a Brahmin thread, not of string, but of small, charming jasmine flowers. So we wish to be able to see this in our mind's eye by Govardhan Hill as Krishna is returning just at this time. Now, here's the most difficult part, and I'm going to read this verse. Please listen, and then I'll explain my difficulty. I worship Lord Kesava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He happily calls his straying Surabhi cows, and this is what he says: "Oh Pishangi, oh Manikastini, oh Pranathasringi, Pinchikshana, Madangamukhi, Dumali, Sabali, Hamsi, Vamsi, Priya." And the difficulty is that usually the devotees at this time, we all call out the names of the cows of Krishna, just as Krishna called them out. So we can't do it all together. And I'm not going able to hear you unless Prashantam unmutes hundreds and hundreds of devotees. But please call out the names of Krishna's cows, and all of your unhappiness will vanish.
Hamsi,
Wait, just one moment. Oh, Madangamukhi! This is a dream, happiness to the heart. Happiness to the heart. But Srila Rupa Goswami continues, I worship Lord Kesava, coming back from the forest on the pathways of Braja, with the best of words, splendidly dressed and affectionate friends who are all expert at the art of pleasant jokes. He makes them smile and he makes them laugh by Krishna's very, very clever words. I worship Lord Kesava, coming back from the forest of Braja. His cheeks are licked by drops of perspiration. He is decorated with pictures drawn in mineral colors from the hill. The hill means Govardhan Hill. because Govardhan Hill has rocks that if you, not that we do this very much, but if you rub them with water, beautiful colors come off. And the different Sakas, the friends of Krishna, would decorate the face of Krishna with these colors. So Krishna, or Lord Kesava, is decorated with pictures drawn in mineral colors from the hill. And his curling locks of hair deride the splendor of a swarm of black bees. I worship Lord Kesava, coming back from the forest of Braja with the sweet sound of his flute. He calls the Sarabi cows, who, eager to see their young calves, break the ground with their heavy dancing hoofs. I worship Lord Kesava. Coming back from the forest of Braja, he beautifies the path with his footprints. And every person in Braja, and every animal in Braja, and every bird in Braja would honor the footprints of Krishna, and no one would step over them. He wears a garland of dust raised by the wandering cows, and his garments and peacock feathers move very gracefully in the waves of the wind. I worship Lord Kesava, coming back from the forest of Braja, playful in the sweet music of his flute. He delights the heart of Braja's queen and makes all the gopis in their homes happy at heart. He makes the hair of their bodies stand erect with joy. I worship Lord Kesava. Coming back from the forest of Braja, he is worshipped by the gopis, who mount the roofs of their palaces and meet him on the path with hundreds and hundreds of dancing glances and gentle smiles. The corners of Krishna's eyes wander like large black bees around the gopis' bodies. And the final verse of Srila Rupa Goswami is a benediction to all those who read and hear these prayers. May Vishakha's friend Krishna give transcendental happiness and unwavering love, unflinching love, perfectly steady love for the lotus feet, for his lotus feet, to the splendidly intelligent persons who attentively read and hear these eight verses, which are a glorious festival for all the gopis. Hare Krishna, Srila Rupa Goswami ki jai.
Hare Krishna. The next teacher whom we wish to invite to on the subject of the retreat is our Jagatarini Mataji, and afterwards Burijam Prabhu will address us on how to make best use of this retreat. So for now, we invite Jagatarini Mataji to come into the room and address us.
Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. So I was thinking this morning that I had an opportunity earlier in my life to live in Vrindavan for some time. Of course, then we were younger, healthier, perhaps even more enthusiastic, and very idealistic. And it's also true that the world was far less complicated and technologically sophisticated than it is now. But that time in Vrindavan gave me a gift for a lifetime, or perhaps most likely for many lifetimes. Yes, it gave me an opportunity to feel at home in that place which is actually our eternal home. So now I am older, wiser, more limited, more fragile physically, and yet that inspiration continues to remind me that we are meant to double our intention as we get closer to the finishing line. So for those of you who are here tonight, who are new to the Holy Dharma, I welcome you and I encourage you to take good guidance so that your entrance into Vrindavan is made very valuable. And to those who are my respected seniors, who are much more advanced in their practice and their determination, I pray that I may be used to inspire and encourage your already solid spiritual practices. And to my friends who, like myself, wish to find a key to devotional life and to gradually unlock the locked door of the heart, I embrace your company and express my deepest gratitude that you are present. We all have Vrindavan in our lives because of Srila Prabhupada. His Holiness Satsarup Maharaj wrote one line in a poem about Srila Prabhupada saying, "You came to us from Vrindavan and you brought Vrindavan with you." So Vrindavan is actually all of us, our eternal home. And just like sometimes a young person may leave home to explore the world and they go here and there to see whatever they can and enjoy life to the fullest. But then one day the memory returns to their heart and to their thinking, and they feel that now it's time to go home. So similarly, we're a little like that. And I know that any of you who are newly coming to Vrindavan, you might not initially feel like you're at home. The noise pollution, the crazy traffic with all the beep, 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 and the animals wandering kind of homelessly in the street, and the people being a little rough, and the congestion, the smog, and so on and so on. It might seem a little bit like, this doesn't feel like home. But I have two pieces of good advice for you and for me whenever I feel like that. The first one, you may have to go a little deeper. You may have to go a little deeper into your intention or into your sadhana or into your prayer. But go a little deeper. You know, all of us have had in our lives a banana, right? I think everyone has had a banana. So, you know, when you, if I say to you, I'm going to send you a bag of bananas, they'll come to you and they will have a yellow color look and maybe a little blackened sections here and there. And you will take the banana in your hands. And what will you do? You will remove the peel. Now, the banana with the peel is called a banana. But the banana that has the flavor and essence is within. So my first advice is go a little more within. And my second advice is very simple. Go to the side of Giriraj. Make your way there. Sit in the shade of the trees there. And make your prayers to Krishna there. From whatever level you find yourself, whether you're very new or very wise, go to the side of Giriraj. And I think in an amazing way, this is what the VIHE devotees are trying to share with us all throughout the world. And this is most extraordinary. And let me complete by reading a quote from Srila Prabhupada. This is to me a really essential point. He was at this time in New York City in the very early days, and one of his devotees, disciples, had gone to San Francisco. And Srila Prabhupada is using on that fact over a rose tree, flavor of the rose. And air is passing over a filthy place, and it carries the flavor of a filthy place. The air is pure, but because it is passing over certain conditions, it carries the flavor. If in this life we purify like a rose, then next life we shall get a body which is full of flavor. And if in this life we practice devotion to God, then next life is to become an associate of God. Oh. We have to hear. We have to think. I shall go to such and such a place. Just like my friend, Srila Prabhupada says, my friend Mr. Cohen, he has left for California. And so far I am concerned, I have no idea of California. Now, he has told me that after reaching there, that he will write a description of the place. Suppose after reading that description, I think of going there myself. Then I prepare myself. I must go there. And he did. Just like Prabhupada says, I was describing that Chintamani Dham. What sort of trees are there? And you were very much pleased. And you said, I must go there. So we have to hear. what sort of God he is, what sort of God's place it is, and what is the mode of life there. Unless we hear, we cannot be attracted. We cannot be attracted. So our humble offering is meant to attract you, to remind you, or to create impressions that Vrindavan is your eternal home. Hare Krishna, thank you.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful.
Yes, wonderful.
Thank you
very so touching. Much, Jagatarini. Really, very, you said, unless we hear, we cannot be attracted. And this is exactly what we are trying to serve the worldwide community with. It was Bhujan Prabhu's noble idea to have these retreats so that this attraction, which is now displayed and distracted in so many places, can go to the essential address, Shri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Very important, in Vrindavan. So let us now request Bhurijan Prabhu to speak on the retreat, and then afterwards we will end. I will say also something small about some recommendations how you can make the best online retreat. So Bhurijan Prabhu, please let us hear you.
Yes. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Kuravani Pracharane Navasesha Sunyavadi Prashkatya Deza Tarane Om Aginatamanandasya Janajana Salakaya Chaksusamilitan Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sa Pandantikam Vansha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayibhaja Patitanam Pabhinevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Nama. So being in this company, this sacred company of the devotees, and thinking of myself and ourselves by Giriraj is brings so much happiness to the heart. And this was really Prabhupada's secret of his preaching, is that he always carried this mood of Vrindavan with him. There's another wonderful conversation with Prabhupada where he's speaking to a group of very young devotees while he was still on the Bowery.
Прабхупада, когда они еще были на Бауре, говорил с группой преданных.
And he was saying that I'm simply missing Vrindavan. It may look like I'm here, but I'm actually in Vrindavan, missing Vrindavan. And it was so incredible, and I find myself repeating this of Prabhupada's many, many times, that he said, you'll never see Krishna, a picture of Krishna as an old man. And then looking at the persons, the not yet devotees in his audience, he said, have any of you ever seen a picture of Krishna as an old man? And there's a silence. And then he says, have any of you ever seen a picture of Krishna? More silence. So this is what Prabhupada was. I wouldn't say confronting, but this is what he was doing. The miracle that he actually did is that by him being in Vrindavan and him carrying Vrindavan with him, he developed an attraction in the due to that sweetness that he carried with him, he developed an attraction in the hearts of those who associated with him to have what he had. And that secret of what he had was Vrindavan. And recently, I've been studying Chaitanya Charitamrita. And one thing that I've seen in a almost as the secret teaching, but very open teaching, and Krishnadas Kaviraj says it quite openly, that Mahaprabhu was giving was the process of separation. The process of separation, of longing to be with Krishna, is the essence of the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So part of the teachings are we have to cut our material attachments because we can't sincerely want to be with Krishna until at the same time wanting to eat in fancy restaurants and drive in fancy cars and enjoy this and enjoy that and wonderful silks and fragrances and this and that and this and that. The two are incompatible, like oil and water. One is so subtle and fine. The most subtle, the most fragrant, the most fine. And the other is crude and gross. So even though I can acknowledge and understand that attraction and desire for those crude and gross elements remain in the heart, the one force that is really capable of removing them from the heart is the sweetness of Vrindavan, the sweetness of Krishna's holy names, the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the heart of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the heart of Srila Prabhupada, which was filled with Vrindavan. That sweetness is so powerful, and we can get a taste for that. Of course, it is completely spiritual. And this is the other one other very important point that I've seen from Chaitanya Charitamrita, that we can't really access that. Vrindavan as it really is, the holy names as they really are, Krishna's Leela as they are, but yet they descend. They descend into our consciousness in the forms of the holy names, Goloka, Keda, Prema, Dana, Harina, the Dham, the Bhagavatam, the devotees, the Acha Vigraha. They are Krishna himself. They're the spiritual world themselves that descend into the material world by the mercy of Krishna. And if we somehow, even for the shortest amount of time, get a taste, even the smallest taste for that, that taste will only expand. It is our true wealth. So we should take advantage, obviously, of the time as that Mataji Jagatarini said, it is such a rare opportunity and we should take advantage of it at the time of the retreat. And if we don't experience anything, how wonderful, because then we can long in the greatest separation to experience this most heartwarming, sweet and fragrant truth of the spiritual world that Krishna revealed in Vrindavan, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired to distribute all over the world, that Prabhupada tirelessly worked so hard to distribute. So then here we are wanting to be in Vrindavan, and most of us are far separated from Vrindavan. And as our Sachinandana Maharaj said, what do we do? And what gift does the Govardhan retreat give us? It gives us the opportunity to hear Krishna Katha. Hear Krishna Katha and let that Krishna Katha enter our hearts in a very, very deep way. So the question is, and this comes to my mind often, well, how do I hear? What is the secret of hearing? It sounds like an odd question in one sense, but it isn't odd at all, because while we're completely absorbed in the busyness of this world, of the material world, especially when we're not in a place like Vrindavan, especially when we haven't come to Vrindavan, especially to hear, and we've given up all our regular life's engagements. But that's not the case for most of the devotees who are attending this virtual retreat. So how can we hear? And of course, if we can just somehow or another dedicate whatever time and energy and mental capacity we have to be in the classes, to be present, not only physically, but not doing so many other things. Not, I don't want to give 100 examples of all the things that we can possibly do to be there, but not be there at all, to not actually be present with our consciousness during the retreat. But we should hear. And what is the mood that we should hear in, aside from being present? I would like to tell you a story, not a story, but something that I went to this Ayurvedic doctor in South India, and he had attended an Ayurvedic clinic, not a clinic, school, Ayurvedic university, but he wasn't satisfied with what he got out of it. He attended the full thing. And then he attended a Western allopathic ENT college, and he still wasn't satisfied with the depth that he had gotten. And he didn't tell me how the fortune came to him, but he said, and this sounds just like it's out of one of those books, those storybooks. He somehow met an old sadhu, who was living in the forests in Tamil Nadu. And he went to see him. And he said he would have to walk every day 3 or 4 kilometers into the forest to find him. And this sadhu, he knew Ayurveda. And he taught him how to live. And this Ayurvedic doctor told me that he would sit all alone with this sadhu and listen to him for hours and hours and hours and hours every day. The sadhu told him the way that he should hear. That was one of the instructions. And then I heard Prabhupada basically say the same thing. One should hear entering into the mood of the speaker. Don't hear so much with your intelligence trying to figure out everything. Don't hear trying to answer all the doubts that your intelligence will throw up, but just try to hear and hear the mood and the heart of the speaker. And then, not that we should be blind followers and not have any questions, not like that. This is what he told me. But he said later on, after you have heard, you should think about what you have heard. And if you have any questions, then is the time to ask. So that's what he told me about hearing. And that's what I would like to tell you is that I've seen in reading Srimad Bhagavatam, in hearing Prabhupada's words, in listening to classes, this is the way to do it. Try to enter into the mood of the speaker. And what is he trying to give you from his heart, from the heart of the Bhagavatam, the heart of his Gita? He wants to give you something. Try to hear and take that. And then later on, if you have any questions, then you ask those questions. After you've thought about everything, then after some time, you can see if you have any questions. And interestingly enough, that sadhu, that Ayurveda doctor told me that he went to him every day like this for, I can't remember, I think 3 or 4 years. And I asked him, did he reveal to you the deep esoteric secrets of Ayurveda? And of course, I wanted him to say yes. And then I wanted him to tell me some very deep esoteric secrets. And he said, no, he just told me the actual truth of what it was actually. And another interesting thing he told me was that he wanted to hear from him and continue hearing for several more years. And that old sadhu told him, no. At a certain point, he said, no, you go out and teach and practice. And that's how you learn the rest. You teach and you practice, or you practice and you teach, and you learn the rest in that way. So I found this very ancient system of the transference of knowledge to be at the essence of what we, of the heart of the Govardhan retreat. So please try your best to take it as best as you can. And then one very last point that I will express very in brief is that for the last 20 years, we were going to Govardhan and we would sit together and see each other. We would see our old friends who had been coming for 20 years. And we thought that we would continue doing this just naturally, automatically. And then suddenly, due to some quirk of karma, of fate, it's been cut off. And that which we thought of as our almost right, our inheritance, now we see was just a gift and the greatest blessing and the greatest fortune. It was a gift, and we should never take gifts for granted because they are given to us from the heart of another. And we want to thank, of course, Srila Prabhupada. He brought us to Vrindavan, most of us, all of us practically speaking, and of course to the Goswamis of Vrindavan who discovered Vrindavan, who expanded it, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to C.C. Radha and Krishna and all the Vrijvasis. How many should we thank? But we should just understand it's a blessing and a gift. So let's take advantage of this virtual blessing and this virtual gift. Let's take advantage of it, understanding, just getting some glimpse of its value. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Burijan Prabhu. Really, as you were speaking and sharing your heart with us, telling us the mood in which we can derive the greatest benefit. I was thinking of my own experience with Vrindavan this year. When I found out that I could not come to Vrindavan, I was sad. Then, just before the month of Kartik, I caught COVID. And on top of everything, the place which I had rented to have my Kartik retreat. It was a beautiful place on an island, really totally away from everything. The place informed me that they cannot receive any guests due to the government restrictions. So I felt three times punished. I couldn't go to Vrindavan. I had contracted a disease with a uncertain ending. I had not been able to get the space I so much longed for, to go on a personal retreat. And within that sadness, I made an amazing discovery. Every day in the month of Kartik, I would make in my mind a Govardhan Parikrama. I would start at Shidam Radhakund, then go by Kusum Sarova, then go through the busy town of Govardhan and move on. Then I would take the path to the right into the forest and move by the side of Giriraj up to the town of Anyo. Out and be in Govindakund and so on. I would go in my mind the well-known route around Giriraj Govardhan. And by doing this, I really felt the bliss, the tremendous lightness of heart, the fortunate position of having an overview from a higher platform, an overview over the entire life. I would see and receive all these gifts by just being mentally in around Govardhan. And I would really, yes, we say you are where your mind is, and we say mental residence in Vrindavan works also. But when we experience it, whew, that is overwhelming. So in this time of our little online retreat, I sincerely wish to beg all of you, I want to invite all of you that kindly don't see this as as so many other online classes. Kindly be present and take part in all the offerings. There will be visuals, videos. We will almost smell Giriraj Govardhan. There will be everything except for the prasadam, which we try to recreate as good as we can online. And I really request you to take this time in your life. It goes up till, let me see, Wednesday, January 6th. Huh? To take this as a time out, you should make yourself familiar with the schedule in your time zone, and then really take the whole package, if possible. I would always say, and I want to say this here again, how the retreat culture works. To go on a retreat means you really exit or leave behind what you usually do so that you can make new experiences, think new thoughts, and create a new version of yourself. A version without anxiety, a version which is aligned or connected with Krishna, with the ultimate things of purification of the heart and so on. So by leaving the old life behind, you enter into a new space, the sacred space, where you can make all your new discoveries. This sacred space, as one author puts it, is the waiting room of God. You are in his waiting room, waiting for the things and the events and experiences which the kind doctor has planned for you. So this is the idea of a retreat, to enter the waiting room of Krishna and open yourself for new discoveries. This is what I request you. I have really stopped my life for these for January the 6th, and I've really made a plan to take part in every single session, something which I'm not always, sadly, not always able to do when I'm really in Vrindavan. And just listening now to Bhurijam Prabhu and then Jagatarini Mataji and then Bhurijam Prabhu again has really convinced me, yes, there is something in the hearts of these devotees, which I also want to experience and get. Let me just close by singing a verse to all of you, which will convince you also from the Shastric perspective that going on a retreat which is dedicated to Vrindavan is really the wisest and best use of your time. This is from The Nectar of Instruction by Srila Rupa Goswami. Tannama Rupa Charita Disukirtananu Smrityo Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyoja Tishtan Brajetat Anuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayet Akilam Yit Yupadesha Saram. Srila Rupa Goswami here does something wonderful. He reviews the entire body of Vaishnava teachings and wisdom, and then says there's an essence here which I want to now tell you. Listen, everyone. This is the essence of all other advices. It is that one should utilize one's full time. Prabhupada adds 24 hours a day in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, His transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes. And thereby, one should gradually engage one's tongue and then one's mind. It's a very nice program. The essence, he says, use your tongue and later the mind. It will come. The mind will follow the tongue by nicely chanting and hearing about Krishna and his pastimes and so on. This is what will go on during this Govardhan retreat. Then, he says, there is a place where you should do this, an ideal place where this transcendental, you could say, practice or sadhana will give the greatest results. He says, in this way one should reside in Braj, and one should serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to His devotional service. This refers to devotees who are now with us, and it also refers to the great associates of Radha and Krishna, the Ragatmika Bhaktas. One should be in Vrindavan and one should serve and follow these devotees. And then this is the essence of all advice. There is nothing more important. There is nothing more essential. There is not a single practice which is above this. This is a practice both done for those who are in the beginning of their spiritual life, who are in the middle of their spiritual life, and who are approaching perfection in their spiritual life. And there's another verse which says, I will only say in English, if one is physically unable to go to Vrindavan, he should mentally, in his mind, be there. And this is what we are doing on the online presentation. And I do know from Prashanta, I will not tell all her secrets, but she really made sure to serve all of us by giving us images, pictures, videos, and so many other things of Vrindavan that will help us, that will be udipans, stimulants, so that we can really make the Braj experience. So this is not an online, these are not online classes, no. This is a very new type of sadhana. It is going in our mind to Vrindavan Dham and staying there, following devotees there, both those who are on this plane, the plane of the world, as well as those who reside in the eternal spiritual Vrindavan. And I'm very, very moved already. You know, I thought, oh, this will be one of the thousands of online classes which we give, but no, it's not. You can feel in the heart the connection with Vrindavan. I wish all of you a wonderful Govardhan retreat in your mind, a mental Govardhan, a Govardhan retreat where you will be mentally present. I wish that this will be wonderful. I want to thank Bhurijam Prabhu very much for having the idea to place the Govardhan online retreat in the beginning of the year and not have it in its online version in the month of December. It would have been December, the end of Kartik, or after Kartik. It's a good idea because this will put such good impressions into our hearts that the year 2021 will have extra blessings, blessings which we require with itself. In fact, it will connect you with your true spiritual goal, your ultimate goal, and that will echo, hopefully, a long time through the rest of the upcoming year. Thank you very, very much for having me in this, and all the best for you.